on some unsuspecting victims.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Chloe and Aerie with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, the Queensland government has settled its $66 million lawsuit with mining company Fortescue over a failed Gladstone project. Fortescue, owned by billionaire Andrew Forrest, argued the company had fulfilled its obligations regarding a state-funded $137 million green hydrogen electrolyzer manufacturing facility. However, documents found through a right to information request showed the facility tested hydrogen electrolyzers for only 7 weeks before closing in May 2025. Deputy Premier Jared Blighy, who took court action, said the two parties had settled an agreement that would put an end to proceedings and that would ensure the state's $66 million investment had been retained in Queensland for taxpayers. The state government had planned to demand the $66 million they granted and argued that they lost out on a potential $1.7 billion hydrogen industry in the region due to the project falling over.
And an endurance runner has broken the Australian and Japanese backyard ultramarathon records. Yuko Sato's recent race in a public green space in Brisbane has broken the record and extended the distance to 436 kilometres over the course of 65 hours straight. Sato is an ultra marathon runner that competes in a format called Backyard Ultra, and she surpassed the Australian and Japanese female runner distance in the recent race at Oxley Creek Common in Rocklea. She was born in Japan but moved to Adelaide in 2009 to study and began running in 2019. Competitors in Backyard Ultra have to complete a course of 6.71 kilometers inside an hour, and whatever time they have left over can be used for recuperation, but once that time is up, the runners have to begin the course again.
In national news, a government program based around low-level senior support could extend beyond 2029 and become permanent. The Commonwealth Home Support Program helps older people receive financial aid for living expenses such as shopping and transport. Looking at being abolished mid-next year, the CHSP will roll into a new support at home program. Starting from 2025, the support at home program goes towards supporting assistive technology and end-of-life care. The task now is making sure the Commonwealth Home Support Program, Support at Home, and the broader aged care system work together so older Australians don't fall through the cracks, get caught between program boundaries, or face unnecessary barriers as their needs change, says Labor's Aging Chief Council Executive Patricia Sparrow.
A parliamentary inquiry into Tasmanian schools finds LGBTQIA+ students and staff face inadequate protections against bullying, discrimination, and harassment. The report of the inquiry into discrimination and bullying in Tasmanian schools found that LGBTQIA+ and First Nations students experience discrimination at disproportionate rates, and that Catholic Education Tasmania had discriminated against staff on the basis of sexual orientation and marital status. The committee said that the discrimination is contrary to Tasmania's Anti-Discrimination Act of 1998. Catholic Education Tasmania contests the finding and maintains that they are compliant with the Commonwealth Sex Discrimination Act. The report makes 33 recommendations that include stronger protections for transgender and gender diverse students, increased support and mandatory training for teachers, as well as a review of Tasmania's anti-discrimination laws.
In international news, Prince Harry and his family's access to taxpayer-funded security is again into the spotlight after their plans to move back to the United Kingdom were revealed this week. The issue has been a source of tension between the Duke of Sussex, Buckingham Palace, and British authorities for several years. Prince Harry, his wife Meghan, and two children are expected to relocate to England from the United States, where they have lived since 2020, before the end of this month. British Prime Minister Andrew Burnham said the Sussex's security arrangements were a private matter.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.